say, according to that political prognosticator, Richard Dreyfuss. Soundbite contest continues, 800-876-4123 on the Laura Ingraham Show. It's Bob Dole, Richard Dreyfuss, John Kerry, Max Cleland saying certain discussion is off limits in politics today. Number five is Dave Matthews' problem with dumping his human waste into a river. Number six, John O'Neill on ABC talking about what John Kerry's 71 testimony felt like to soldiers who had served in Vietnam. First one, let's go to Nick listening in Phoenix on the Patriot. Nick.
It's got to be Dave Matthews Band swimming in a porta potty. Every time I hear Dave Matthews Band on the radio, I know just how that guy feels.
No, this is the thing. As Dave Matthews is this big liberal who is, you know, doing part of the Bruce Springsteen concert tour against Bush around the United States, and he fancies himself a big environmentalist, and yet Dave Matthews is, his bus is pouring human waste into a river.
You felt like you were swimming in a porta potty.
Well, swimming in a porta potty doesn't sound too good. Let's go to Henry in D.C., AM 570. Henry.
John O'Neill. He's a credible man, and he needs to be heard more often.
Let's go to Jim in Riverside. We got one for John O'Neill. Jim.
I pick number one, Laura. I think Bob Dole is an honest man, an honorable man, tells the truth. He's been there. He's a veteran himself. And he's a bunch of garbage that this guy carries throwing on the metal process.
We got you. Let's go to Jerry Greensboro, North Carolina. Jerry, soundbite.
Hey, it's got to be Bob Dole simply because the truth shall set you free.
Brendan in Salt Lake City, KLO. Brendan, soundbite.
Hey, I agree. Bob Dole's got my vote. I think that we need to find out some more information about Kerry's Senate record. And Bob states it very clear. We don't know anything about this guy. It's too thin.
Well, Senator Kerry needs to talk about his Senate record, which is pretty thin. That's probably why he's talking about his war record.
Let's go to Jerry in Newington, Connecticut, right near my hometown of Glastonbury, WDRC. Hey, Jer.
Hey, Laura. It's got to be Richard Dreyfuss. He's definitely got to read your book.
Shut up and act, Richard. Shut up and act.
Grown up now, and I think Kerry and Edwards are a very mature choice.
Very mature choice. When they're not talking about their hair, they're very mature. Let's go to Aaron listening in Gary, Oklahoma, and KOMA. Aaron, soundbite.
After 8 years, I finally feel good about voting for Bob Dole.
That's what we've been saying. Where was this Bob Dole in 1996? Everyone said, well, the mean Bob Dole is back. I like the mean Bob Dole. I think he's fine. Let's go to Chris in Austin, Texas. We got a lot of our music that we play on our show comes out of Austin, Texas. KJCE, Chris.
Hey, I'm going to vote number six, O'Neill, because, you know, I think after it's all said and done, the whether he got medals and ribbons is always going to be he said, she said. But what's not he said, she said is what he did say. And there's veterans and relatives of veterans in this country that will not get over the offense that he committed when he said that. And that's going to hurt him. And I think the polls are showing that.
He was doing it solely for political purposes. And that's a memory that will haunt all of us until the day we die.
Let's go to Melissa in High Point, North Carolina, Furniture Land. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, Laura. I just want to say that finally a Republican with a backbone, Bob Dole.
And he's getting criticized by Republicans for coming out and saying the truth on this. Let's go to Jim in Atlanta, Georgia. Jim, soundbite.
Bob Dole summed up the whole enchilada, and I'd love to see a debate between Cleland and Dole about what's really off limits or not.
That's an excellent point. Why not talk about what's acceptable political discourse? I don't know what Max Cleland is thinking here, but I don't need anyone to tell me what's in acceptable and not acceptable when we're fighting one of the most important presidential elections in our history. Ed in Lenore, North Carolina. Ed.
I believe it's going to be Dave Matthews because they thought they must have seen the Tidy Bowl man down there.
Let's go to Mike in St. Louis. Skip down a couple to Mike in St. Louis. Mike, soundbite.
Yeah, Dave Matthews' poop parade, it was seared in their clothes.
Ew. They're going down the river in this tourist boat, and all of a sudden they come up. How did it rain down them, Lee? Have we figured that out, or Matt? Have we figured out how the poo-poo
you
rained
know what?
On them?
I really don't want to know, Laura.
I don't understand. They dump the porta-potty from the bus into the river. And how did it actually get on the tourists that were coming down the river? This is what I don't... It felt like we were swimming in a porta-potty.
Faith, you felt like you were swimming in a porta potty.
Let's go to Mary in Hollywood, California. Mary, soundbite.
despite the low amount of money and the power of all the people in the media and press.
All right, let's go to Leah in Dallas, Texas. Leah, soundbite.
Love them. He's almost honest. And also,
let's go to Rudy. Sorry, we only have 10 seconds each person. Rudy, Callahan, Colorado. Rudy, soundbite.
Hi, Bob Dole. I'm a Vietnam and Korean veteran, and I want to add one thing. Somebody need to say something about Mrs.
Who? We got to get to the point. Larry, we're going to do very quickly because it looks like Bob Dole has run away with us. Larry, Woodstock, Georgia.
Got to go with Bob Dole.
He's doing an impersonation of Bob Dole. I like that. Rome, New York. Bob, are you going to vote for the other Bob?
Yes. Bob Dole. And I think we should be calling Mr. Kerry Hanoi John now.
Well, it's rice arrearoni. That's what I like to call it. 800-876-4123 on the Laura Ingraham Show. Let's hear the whole Bob Dole soundbite just in its entirety, because we don't even have to go through the list of the calls. It's Dole first, O'Neill second, and Dave Matthews comes in third.
Maybe you should apologize to all the other 2.5 million veterans who served. He wasn't the only one in Vietnam. And here's a good guy, a good friend. I respect his record, but 3 Purple Hearts have never bled that I know of. I mean, they're all superficial wounds. 3 Purple Hearts and you're out. I think Senator Kerry needs to talk about his Senate record, which is pretty thin. That's probably why he's talking about his war record.
Bob Dole wins the soundbite contest. You kids, do you agree? Do you think Dole should win? We got the Cipollone kids here. You think he's telling? Get your face up to the mic, Elisa.
Yeah.
You think he wins? Why? Well, I mean, Elisa, I think you're still traumatized by the fact that all of you were walking through the mall the other day in your bare feet.
Oh, yeah.
And you were exposed for wearing no shoes in the Baskin-Robbins in Bethesda, Maryland. And I think you've left. Well,
who told us to, Laura?
I didn't. Maybe. maybe I actually brought you to get ice cream in bare feet, and then I was trying to hide the fact by blaming it on you that you forgot to wear your shoes.
And then you told the whole Baskin-Robbins story.
These children have no shoes on their feet.
Ragamuffins.
As soon as it hit me, I could smell it. We were doused.
It was warm. It was in your hair and your face. You felt like you were swimming in a porta potty.
Who do you think you're watching? Who do you think you're making?
Laura Ingraham on News Talk 1520, KOMA AM.
Economic reports give stocks a little lift. This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Karen Moscow. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 16 points at 10,190. The Nasdaq's up 10 and the S&P's up 2. Tom Schrader, head of listed trading at Legg Mason Wood Walker, says reports on the GDP and consumer sentiment have had a positive effect on the market.
The economic numbers that came out this morning were generally positive, expansionary numbers, so that gave people some encouragement. And then later on in the morning, we saw the University of Michigan consumer confidence number. And from an economic standpoint, we've got some positive news out there.
The GDP report showed the U.S. economy grew more slowly in the second quarter than first thought, but still was in line with expectations. Meanwhile, consumer sentiment rose by almost 1 point this month. Shares of Chiron are down 8%. The biopharmaceutical company says it's delaying shipment of its flu vaccine, which could cause a shortage at the start of the flu season. Again, the Dow is up 16 points at 10,189. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-605-WORD. That's 605-WORD. 1-800-605-WORD.
Hey,
it's Jake Fisher here at Midwest Computer. We're at 122nd and Rockwell. If I can impress upon you any number, any phone number that you're going to need when your frustration level gets high, it's 722-2900. The phone number is 722-2900. If I was a jingle singer, I would sing 722-2900, but I'm not a jingle singer, thank goodness. They are going to be able to take care of your computer problems. You know, the computer's acting funny, it's slow, whatever it's doing that you don't like, you need to call 722-2900 or get by and see us here at Midwest Computer at 122nd and Rockwell, because for today and tomorrow, they have a $35 special on the 10-point tune-up that is probably going to fix about any problem you've got. That is going to fix most of the problems. If you're looking for Dell computers, they can take care of you here at Midwest Computer at 122nd and Rockwell. Looking for a laptop, they have got some gorgeous laptops. They've got laptops that are very reliable, and if you have problems with the things that you buy here, you can just come back to the store and they'll take care of you. It's Midwest Computer, 122nd and Rockwell. The phone number 722-2900. I'm Jake Fisher for News Talk 1520.
Oklahoma has a brand new American citizen. We'll have details of that story and more coming up at the top of the hour on News Talk 1520 KOMA AM.
The town tonight, is that true?
Yeah. It's going to be a fantastic night.
Oh, good. And do you mind if I bring a few of my friends?
Friends?
Yeah.
Hi, Nico!
By the way, did I mention that Nico was Mr. Universe? But I digress.
Oh, so the Olympics are almost over, thank goodness, because otherwise we'd have to hear Katie Couric on the town with a former Mr. Universe for one more day on the Today Show.
Katie!
Nico!
Hi, Nico! How are you?
Nice to see you. Mwah.
Nice to see you, there is a God.
Now, how did they sign off? Play the ending, though. Play the last
Nico,
one.
That was crazy in
was
there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
After their night on
I've
the town.
I've never seen anything quite like
nice.
It. Anyway, Nico, I've left my tour, but I have to go to bed now.
Ooh. Come on, what are you talking about? It's only 4 o'clock in the morning.
You great people come are on. Crazy. No, come I've got to go to bed.
Get inside.
Nico.
We'll always have Athens. America's journalism at its finest.
We'll always have Athens.
Oh, no.
Award-winning news. Balanced talk. You listen. You listen. You decide. This is News Talk 1520 KOKC, Oklahoma City.